God has a major problem with part-time Christians who don't want to be full-time saints.
Dr. Tony Evans says salvation is free, but faithfulness is not.
If it's never cost you anything to follow Jesus Christ as Lord, you are not following Jesus Christ as Lord.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. It's not as easy to be a Christian in America as it used to be, and it's likely to get harder. Dr. Evans says that makes commitment and faithfulness to Christ more important than ever, a challenge he'll help us meet as we turn to Revelation chapter 2 for today's lesson.
You and I are living in the midst of political chaos. We're living in the midst of a divided society with a particular emphasis on the political divide. The great concern is over that group of undecided voters, people who have not made that final commitment about which way they're going to go, Democrat or Republican. And the battle is whoever gets that group, whoever can get the majority of the undecideds, is most likely to win the election. God also has a problem with undecided Christians. Christians who lay claim to him by name, as long as everything is going well. But who, when the going gets tough, you're not quite sure where they stand. In fact, they wind up looking like many politicians with their feet firmly planted in midair. Because their stand is ambivalent and ambiguous. And God has a major problem with part-time Christians who don't want to be full-time saints, who want to identify when it comes to a blessing, but not when it comes to a struggle, who want the benefits of heaven, but not the trouble that heaven brings on earth. John the Apostle writes to this second church, the church at Smyrna. Smyrna is located 35 miles north of our previous church, Ephesus, and it is a seaport town, very well off, somewhat prestigious. But there was trouble in Smyrna. In verse 8, Jesus says to the pastor, the angel of the church, the one who's going to deliver the message, he says, the first and the last, the one who was dead and alive, says this. So I'm going to give the message, but Jesus is doing the talking. So if you get mad at what I'm getting ready to say, talk to Jesus, leave me alone. Because he just told him to say what he was saying. He identifies himself before he gets into the core of his message as the one who is the first and the last. Now that may not mean much to you until you understand where that phrase comes from. Because in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 4, in Isaiah chapter 44 verse 6, and in Isaiah chapter 48, verses 12 and 13, where you see the phrase, the first and the last, that phrase is used of Almighty God. In fact, in Isaiah 48, 12 and 13, he says, I am the first and the last, the God who created heavens and earth. So when Jesus Christ declares himself in Revelation 2, verse 8, to be the first and the last, he's declaring himself to be God. So he picks this Old Testament designation of God and applies it to himself. Now we know he's applying it to himself because he says, I was dead and now I'm alive. Well, God the Father didn't die, God the Son died. So in that little phrase, Jesus speaks of both his deity and his humanity. He's the first and the last. He's God, but he died. So he's man. In fact, that is, as we've often said, the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. The baby in the manger made his mother. The baby in the stable made the animals that surrounded him there. The same one who got thirsty could walk on water. Same one who got hungry could turn sardines and crackers into a Moby Dick sandwich. The same one who died could rise from the dead. Because he is both the first and the last God. And he's the one who died, man, but who's now alive. We explained last time that he now sits as the risen, ascended Christ. So you must learn to look at and relate to him now in his current status as the one in charge. It is to this person that we read the phrase, he says, I know your tribulation. I know your trouble. I know what you're going through. I know you're hurting right now. One of the things you need to understand is Jesus never goes oops about what's happening to you. Jesus never said, oh, I'm so sorry. That one caught me by surprise. He says, I am fully aware that you're going through it because I'm God. But I'm also fully aware of what it feels like because I'm man. If you feel like you're dying, I know what that feels like because I died. I've been through all of the categories of trouble that any human being has been through as man, even though I am simultaneously deity. I know your trouble. If you're hurting today, he's aware of it. If you're crying today, he's aware of it. If your world has been shaken today, he's aware of it. Not only because he's omniscient, God, but because he's human, man. And so he's got that dual reality of identification while transcending time and being involved in time. He says, I know you got trouble. This is Smyrna. Smyrna was well known for something. The mountains around Smyrna look like a crown that a king would wear. They were shaped that way. Many of the buildings in Smyrna were built to reflect this mountain look of a crown. The reason why that is a big deal, if you lived in Smyrna, is because as a Roman colony, they worship Caesar as Lord. You had to recognize Caesar as God. Well, these Christians had another declaration. Jesus is Lord. That created a conflict with the Roman government. So they were going through the pressure and oppression of not yielding to the governmental authority when it claimed the rights of deity. While everybody else was saying Caesar is Lord, they were declaring, no, Jesus is Lord. While we will recognize government and respect government, we won't bow to government because Jesus and not Caesar is Lord. That created a problem. Because once you rejected Caesar, you were now an enemy of the state. And as a result of that, there was confiscation of property. It says, you are having trouble and you are poor. Now, it's bad enough to have trouble, but it's sure enough bad when you have trouble and no money. Because you can't afford to cover up your misery. See, one of the uses of money is to hide how messed up you feel. You can spend money on entertainment. You can spend money on parties. You can spend money on this and that to help cover up the trouble, tribulation, that you may be going through. Well, what they were facing in their declaration that Jesus is Lord was an impoverishment economically, the loss of something financially because of their commitment to the risen, ascended Christ, and their unwillingness to compromise their declaration in front of Rome that you are not our God. Jesus is our God. So they were spiritually rich. That's why he says in the next phrase, you are rich. You are rich because of your decision to be committed to me, even though it's costing you a price tag. So let me say this as we get going here. If it's never cost you anything to follow Jesus Christ as Lord, it is because you are not following Jesus Christ as Lord.
Dr. Evans will have more on that thought when he returns to continue our message in just a moment. As we've been learning, the difficulties in front of the seven churches in Revelation are the same challenges modern-day congregations face, and it's equally true for modern-day individuals like you and me. That's why Tony's current series is so important to study on your own and with your small group or Bible study. To help you do that, we'd like to send you the Jesus Challenge as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation to keep Tony's teaching on this station. When you do, you'll not only get all 8 full-length CDs and immediate access to download the entire series, but we'll also include the personal or group study guide that goes with them and a special DVD packed with teaching segments by Tony for each session. This Jesus Challenge study package is only available for a limited time, so don't let this opportunity pass you by. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are ready to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back in just a moment.
How do you share the gospel with confidence? What's God's plan for our communities? Why does the Old Testament matter to your faith today? Those are just a few of the questions you'll get answered when you enroll in the Tony Evans Training Center, an interactive online study experience with Dr. Tony Evans, where you can grow in your knowledge of God's Word and learn to advance His kingdom agenda in your life. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
Paul told Timothy, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So if you're never suffering rejection, if you're never suffering defeat, if you're never suffering loss, it is because you're not godly enough for you to suffer any of that. Because he says there are absolutely no exceptions. All those, they don't suffer the same thing. They don't suffer the same amount of things. But there is a loss to following Christ. I would love to come to you today and tell you follow Christ and it's going to be roses 24/7. Follow Christ 12 months a year, it's going to be good. Follow Christ 365 days, you won't have to worry. I would love to tell you that, but I got to be like Paul Harvey and tell you the rest of the story. He says, you are in trouble. And I know you're in trouble because you've taken a public stand for the first and the last who was dead. He's not talking about you believe in God, being very generic, so nobody knows who you're talking about. He's talking about the recognition of Jesus Christ as Lord in the face of a rejecting government. We are getting to the place in America where if you publicly declare Jesus Christ is Lord, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the Congress, not the White House, Jesus Christ is Lord, and it is He that will make the final decisions for the church, not the government, we have set ourselves up for an attack that has already begun. With the redefinition of marriage and now the insistence of transgenderism, churches are now being attacked and are now being sued for not succumbing to political correctness in the shift that's taking place today. We're living in a day when there's little respect for our faith, when religious freedom is in jeopardy, and regardless of which party you're for, that's not my point. My point is, it ought to be clear, and there ought to be no mistakes about it, that our ultimate allegiance is not to Washington. It's to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because I know the trouble you're facing. I know that you're on delicate territory now when you do not declare that Caesar is Lord, when you do not declare. In fact, unfortunately, many Christians and certainly the secular political world don't even really understand what's happening right now. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 3 to 6. It says, in those days there was no true God, no teaching priest, no law. There was no peace to him who went in, peace to him who came out. City rose up against city and nation rose up against nation. And then it says, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. Now, if God is your problem, only God is your solution. If God is your problem, I don't care who you select. Kick me out your schools, kick me out your courts, kick me out of, you just going to kick me out? Well, I'm going to let you see what your country looks like when I go. He says, I know your trouble. I know when you don't compromise at work, you might not get that promotion. I know when you don't compromise with your friends, you might not get that recognition. But that's the piece of your commitment you need to know about, so that you're not shocked when it happens, so that you don't know where that came from. So I know your trouble. And I know there is a price tag to full commitment to me. I know you want to hear sermons about bless me this, bless me that. Wave your hand in the air like you just don't care. I know you want to hear those sermons. Nothing wrong with those sermons. But that's not the whole story. I'm just trying to give you the whole story. So if there's never any cost, there wasn't much commitment. There are a number of reasons that God allows suffering. Let me review this with you, because it's part of the package if you're a public Christian and not a Secret Service agent, covert operative, CIA representative. One reason that God allows suffering, because He knows what's going on. He says, I know. Let me say something. Look. Nothing happens to you that doesn't pass through His fingers first. Okay? It's called sovereignty. Nothing, in order for it to get to you, it's got to go through Him, which means it has to have permission. Now, I'm not talking about suffering because of you doing evil. That's one kind of suffering. I'm talking about when you're trying to live for God, when you're trying to proclaim Christ, when you try, and it's still going south. It had to pass through His fingers first. Okay? One reason He does it is to humble us. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. To humble us. In other words, He wants to deal with something in our character that we either actually or potentially are headed toward. So he allows something in our lives. Paul says, God allowed a messenger of Satan, a thorn in the flesh. A thorn is something that pricks you, that irritates you. He calls it a messenger. He had a person in his life who was driving him nuts, an irritation. And he says, I prayed to God to get rid of it. Three times. And God says, I will not get rid of the irritation that I allowed the devil to put in your life. And the reason I'm not going to allow it is to humble you so that you don't think more of yourself than you ought to think. And he says, my grace will be sufficient, and in your weakness, I'm going to make you strong. That's why I like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? Nebuchadnezzar gets the big head, and Nebuchadnezzar says, I want everybody in my kingdom of Babylon to bow. Everybody bow before me. Anybody that doesn't bow, we're going to put in the fiery furnace. Three Hebrew boys said, okay, let it be known to you today that we will not bow. We'll serve you. We'll give you, because they were in the employment of the king, so we'll give you the best of our time, the best of our energy, but hitting our knees? Oh, no. No, we ain't doing that. And as to your threat that you're going to fire us, as to your threat, our God, watch this next phrase, whom we serve. Not our God who we talk about in church. Not our God who we just reference every now and then. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace. Oh, King, you may be in charge, but you're not the final word. Because our God is able. In fact, you, please get this, folks. The world does not control your destiny. The world does not control where you're going to wind up. See, we got that all mixed up. Well, if I don't know that person and I don't have that contact, I'm not going to make it. What did you just tell me they are God? Is that what you just told me? That they are your source? So King, we don't do no bowing, but to our God who we serve. Oh, but then he throws another phrase in Daniel chapter 3. He says, but even if he does not. See, amens died down just then. Just amen. Amen just died down just then. Because we like that first phrase. That first phrase makes you want to praise. That first phrase makes you want to shout, our God is able. Now we like to use phrases. Ain't he able? Can't he do it? Didn't he do it? See, we like that. That stuff make you shout. Oh, but let's add this other phrase. Even if he does not. Even if I lose the job, lose the raise, lose the contract, lose the recognition. Even if he does not. Let it be known to the king this day, we will not bow. We're going to make that clear. So the king is hot now because they ain't doing what he told them to do, and he their boss. But he's asking him to make him Lord. They can't do that. So they are put in the fire. Put in the fire. They made it seven times hotter because he was so hot, he made the fire hotter. He comes to the glass in the furnace. He looks at the fire burn. Whoa. He asks his boys, how many people we put in there? Oh, can you put in three people? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Well, I'm looking through this glass right now. And I'm seeing four folk. There's Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and there's another dude in there like the Son of God walking around. Now, here it is. Here it is. Watch this. Watch this. This is what I like about it. Before they put them in the fire, they bound them hand and foot. But when the king looked in and saw them, it says they were walking around in the fire. They bound them up, but they walking. So I'm here to tell you, make Jesus Lord. That does not always mean he will deliver you from, but it does mean he'll join you in. And if he joins you in, there's victory even in the fire.
Dr. Tony Evans with some encouragement for when things just don't seem to be going as we'd like. And he'll be back with a final story for today in just a moment. First, though, a quick reminder about the special package of resources we put together to help you stand firm and faithful in the face of whatever obstacles you run into. It starts with all 8 full-length messages in our current series, The Jesus Challenge. It also includes a DVD with exclusive content by Dr. Evans and an in-depth study guide you can use on your own or with your group to unlock the insights packed into what Jesus said in the first 3 chapters of Revelation. As I mentioned, it's yours with our thanks when you make a contribution in support of Tony's ministry. Don't wait until time runs out next week. You can call our Resource Center day or night at 1-800-800-3222 or simply visit us today at tonyevans.org to request the Jesus Challenge study package. While you're there, be sure to follow the link on the homepage that says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans has what could be the most important message you've ever heard. It's a quick explanation of how you can find God's forgiveness for everything you've ever done wrong and be 100% sure that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ that guarantees you a place in heaven. You can also download some free follow-up resources, so check it out today. Again, that's at tonyevans.org. Sometimes the church's efforts to bring more people in can wind up pushing God's Word out. Next week, Dr. Evans takes a look at the danger of dumbing down God's standards. Right now, though, he's back as he recalls this blunt yet entertaining incident.
I've told you before, I'll tell you again, they asked me to come down to City Hall and open up in prayer. Fine. They sent me a letter. They said, we want you, Tony Evans, to come down, open up City Council with prayer, but just don't mention Jesus. Don't mention Jesus, because we got Jewish people, we got people who don't believe, we got... So just keep it generic God. So I went down there. And I said, okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, now the city council has asked me to pray, so I can only assume they want me to reach you. You've said that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus. So in order to do what they asked me to do, I got to bring Jesus in to get it done. First of all, I want to thank you for creating the city council, because if you didn't create them, they couldn't be here. And according to scripture, everything that was made by Christ Jesus. So I got to thank Jesus that they're here. And then, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for creating government, because according to the Apostle Paul, you created government, the same apostle who met Jesus on the Damascus Road. And if there are any people here as they make their decisions who don't know Jesus Christ and that he died on the cross for their sins and rose from the dead, would you make it plain to them today? In Jesus' name, amen. So let me make this inextricably clear. In your company or at your house, if you don't want to be here by Jesus, don't invite me. Don't invite me. Because I want to be an overcomer. And an overcomer declares Jesus Christ is Lord.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.